I've all been away at European Youth Olympics. I've been at World Youth over the last number of years. And I've all come through the ranks with Athletics Ireland and with their own clubs in Donegal or all over Ireland. So they're all very good. They're very talented athletes. They are the future of Irish athletics going forward. And, you know, that's where we are. You chatted about the five Donegal athletes. We have, well, from Donegal Town, Carol Griffin in the 800 metres. Carol was a silver medalist last year at the European Youth Olympic Federation Championships. So he's got the pedigree. He's been up there. He's been very good, very consistent over the last number of years. And to believe it or not, he still has 2 years at junior level. He's still just a youth this year at under 18. So he is still under 19 and under 20 to go. And, you know, he's got a future ahead of him, and he will be looking to progress. His first round heats will be on Friday morning, and then the semi-finals on Saturday, with the final on Sunday. That's the 800 metres. And of course, when we take that into consideration, then we have Mark English from Letterkenny, who is probably one of the top athletes we have with us here, having narrowly missed out on the final of the European Juniors last year. He's looking forward to making a final this year in the 800 metres. He ran a very good race last night over in Madrid. He just flew in this morning. He hadn't raced, as we know, for the last 4 or 5 weeks. He ran a 1:45.72, which, as a man says, only a blink of an eye away from qualifying for the Olympics. It was 1:45.6 is the qualifying standard. He hasn't made that. That's probably a wee bit of unfortunate. He had a slight niggle with a hamstring when he was at that peak at that stage. Had he got another race at that time when he was planning to go to Italy to race, he may have got a standard for the Olympic Games. Having said that, he always had a target of the World Juniors this year. He was always game ball, and he was wanting to come back and achieve what he started 2 years ago in Moscow, when he won the youth Olympic qualifying, and then went on to Beijing, where he finished in Singapore. And he's been progressing over the last 3 years as well. It's going to be a tough standard. We all realize that when we come to world championships, you know, we are very fortunate to have athletes making finals, not alone getting anywhere else after that. Following on from that, then, you have Rory Finnegan in the 1500 metres. And, of course, Rory Finnegan is a European Youth Olympic champion as well from last year in Trabzon in Turkey. And he's got the ability. He will, and it's not been disrespectful to Rory, but he will have to run a very, very good time to qualify for the final of that 1500. It's just a matter of he probably will have to do a PB. You know, he'll have to go down to the 349s, 348s to get into that final. If it's achievable, he'll have a go at it. That's the one thing about Rory. He's gutsy. He's going to have a go, and he's well able to take it on. Then we have the two Finn Valley athletes then that make up that five athletes. We have Sarah Collins, who is originally her parents from Cork and living out in Bale in Switzerland. And she flew in this morning. Her mother and her brother and sister came along with her. And this is a girl that didn't take up athletics till she was actually only 14. She was telling me there at lunchtime when I had a chat with her. She just wasn't getting nowhere with it, she said, and all of a sudden when she hit 17, she started improving. She came across and ran the national junior cross country and won, and has continued to improve all year then from there, you know. So she's happy and she's content to be at a world championship. She's going to have to achieve a massive, massive PB if she's going to make top six in that, but that's life, and who knows what can happen on the night. One never knows, you know. And then the last guy we have is Dempsey McGuigan. Dempsey's a guy that was, he's throwing the hammer. He's a guy that was in Moscow 2 years ago at that Youth Olympics trials with Ireland. Didn't qualify there. Made then the European Junior team last year. Did a 66 meter throw but didn't qualify for the final. This year he's to come on leaps and bounds. He set a new Irish junior record of 70 meters and 2 centimeters, and that type of throwing, that 70-metre type of throwing, the 66 will certainly put him into the top 15 or so, but the top 70-metre throw would get you into the top 6 or somewhere around that. Having said that, you've got to qualify out of your qualifying rounds to make the final, first of all, and, you know, he really needs to be throwing very well.